Michelle Diaz, California Forestry Association, and thank you for letting me go early. I, too, have to get to Sacramento for a conference, so I do appreciate this, and I regret having to miss the workshop on the excess sediment measures after lunch. I'd like to start off by saying that CFA and its members do applaud your efforts in developing this work plan. It's not often, well, in fact, I don't even know of another case where a regulatory agency has taken on this such a task as to develop a 10-year view of what you'd like to accomplish. I think it's an efficient use of your resources, which are getting more and more limited, and also it does help landowners plan for the future as well. So I do applaud that. However, in saying that, I do have one major concern. I will be submitting comments by the March 17th deadline that will have more detail, but I want to address just one major concern, and that's tying the non-regulatory work plan to a basin plan amendment. My concern is that in doing so, that it may either expand those regulatory programs that are in the basin plan amendment beyond maybe what they were intended to originally, or it will actually turn the non-regulatory plan into a de facto regulation because of the tie there. My understanding is that the regulatory programs outlined in the work plan are already in place, so I'm not clear on how a basin plan amendment is necessary. In the alternative, I would hope you will consider perhaps adopting the work plan through resolution, not dissimilar to what you did when you actually gave staff direction to go forward and prepare that plan. I don't know why that wouldn't work. I've given it a lot of thought, but anyway, I hope that you will consider that. And again, I'd just like to say thank you for all of the work, and we look forward to decision. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone? I don't have any other cards on public comment. I'm going to continue on. We have approval of minutes.